I guess first off, Eli, how did it feel walking off the field and to hear your name being chanted through the stands in this home game, starting off this new era?
Yeah, no, it felt good just to get the win, you know. You know, after a tough year and a lot of tough games, to get the win, and you know, with a rough situation, got a lot of new guys playing today, receivers. You know, been working with them for a few weeks, but to make some plays. Wasn't the prettiest game we ever had, but you know, to get this win, you know, feel good for Coach Spags, for all the coaches. It's not just been tough on players, and it's been, you know, it's just as tough on the coaches and fans and everybody. So you know, it might not, you know, mean a whole lot when you look at it to get this, you know, get the third win, but it does mean something to the players. Guys have been working hard, they've been competing, they've been giving great effort all year, and just you know, to you know, just get a win and feel good in the locker room and have some cheers and have some hugs and kind of end this tough year on a good note is special.
How do you think those newcomers, guys like Sharp, guys like Bundy, how do you think they responded today in playing some of their first NFL games out there?
Yeah, I thought Hunter obviously got a touchdown, you know, ran a great route, got a touchdown right there, so did you know, made some nice plays for us. You know, Bundy, I don't think we got him a catch, try to get to him a few times, so he's still a young guy, got some, you know, some learning to do, but you know, I thought Travis, you know, we made some plays. You know, we didn't do a whole lot in the second half, but our offensive line started firing off, you know, getting some, I thought, played well there. You know, there was some popping going on up front, and so that was good to see. We ran the ball, you know, very well, starting with the second play on a huge run by Orleans.
What do you think Edelman say to you outside
the locker room? He said congratulations, and, you know, we'd talk soon.
So you haven't had a chance to have a longer conversation with him about your future?
No, I have not. So, you know, I'm sure we'll talk, you know, I don't know what soon is, but, you know, we'll talk soon.
Are you aware of what he said about you on Friday, that it would be his intention to have you back as a starter next year?
Yeah, I mean, I heard what he said Friday. So, again, you know, I just wanted to finish the season, and then, you know, we'll, again, I knew we would talk sometime and figure out, you know, what direction he wants to go in, and hopefully I'm part of that plan.
With all, like, seemingly a lot of uncertainty around here, is that reassuring to you to hear something like that?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, we just got to see what happens. So, again, when we talk, you know, I always think, you know, the talks in person are more important than what's said in the media. So, you know, and you know, we'll have a discussion, and I look forward to that.
You walked off the field and kind of jogged off and waved to the crowd. I mean, is that an acknowledgement of the uncertainty, or just things
No, you know, I always do that after fans. My family was up there, so usually, you know, waving at them and wave at the, you know, the crowds that were here today that, you know, we're calling my name or chanting that, you know, we're here supporting us. So I appreciate, you always appreciate the fans, and especially the fans in a tough year and this situation, cold, you know, cold and not playing for much and coming for this game and to be cheering the way they did and hanging in there. Appreciate them.
You could hear the fans before the game ended, even before you were.
Yeah, I did. I heard them, and again, I appreciate all the fans, their support this whole year. You know, it's been overwhelming, and you know, for them to support me and support the team the way they have, it's been special.
How difficult has this entire year been?
Yeah. No, it's been, yeah. I mean, it's probably been my toughest year of football. I would say, just with. You know, obviously with the losses, with the injuries, with the, you know, benching and coming back and uncertainty and everything going on. But really, you know, it's, you know, the loss is more than anything probably. Just it's tough. It's tough to prepare every week and to put everything, all the effort into it and not get the outcomes that you want. And, you know, especially some heartbreakers that we lost early on in the season, and then we kind of started losing some of our personnel. So it's been tough, and but hopefully, you know, we learn from it and grow from it.
Eli, is this still, you've said before, but do you still want, if you have your preference, to be back as a Giant starting quarterback?
Yeah. Yes, no, 100%. I don't want to go play football anywhere else. This is where where I want to play. You know, this is you know, like my family and New York Giants, and so hopefully they feel the same way, and we can make that work out.
The offseason now, are you curious, this number two pick, to see that this team might take a quarterback? You know, would that, what are you feeling if they go in that direction?
Yeah, we'll see when, you know, obviously we got a while till April, so we'll know a lot more by then.
How strange was it to start out as a backup in Washington, check in the state, throwing for three kids? What was that like, and how did it
go? Yeah, you know, it's been, it's tough. You know, it's tough. You kind of, you know, that's what you spend all off season, all summer, training camps, you know, working on your timing, working on your rhythm, working on certain routes. And then, you know, all the guys that you kind of, you know, work those many hours with are, you know, now, you know, you're throwing some routes to guys you haven't thrown yet. You know, maybe you threw, you know, a certain route in practice to Bundy. Now you got Hunter running it in the game. And so, you know, so that's just kind of, it's, you know, hopefully you hope they run it, you know, the way you think they are, but there's always a little hesitation, a little, you know, kind of hold it an extra second just to make sure they're going to be in the right spot. And, you know, so it's hard to be in rhythm and on time with a lot of things. But, you know, I thought they hung in there and they did a good job. They knew their assignments and were able to make a couple plays for us.
Thanks.